Okay, if you have your Bibles, and I assume you do, go to this location. Very quickly. Let's see how fast we can get there. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Good job. Very good. Let's get it. Good job. Good, good. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 is a what? Raise your hand if you know what it is. What is it? What is 1 Corinthians 15? Yes, sir.
A chapter?
It is a chapter, no. Yes. How about the whole thing? 1 Corinthians. What is 1 Corinthians? Yes.
A book?
It's a book, okay, but it's more than a book. What is it? Book of history? Nope, it's not a book of history. Yes, sir. No, the whole thing, not this, the whole thing. What is it?
It's a chapter of the Bible.
No, we know that it's a chapter of the Bible, the whole thing. All of 1 Corinthians. What is it? No, the whole thing. It's a letter, right? A letter. It's a letter. Very good. It's a letter. It is a letter written by whom to whom? By whom to whom? Yes, sir?
Paul to Corinth.
Very good. Paul, and then you said Corinth. We need to be a little bit more specific. To the what at Corinth? To the what at Corinth? To the church at Corinth. So Paul is writing a letter to the church where?
Corinth,
right. Corinth is a city. It's a city, all right? Another name for a letter starts with the letter E. Another name for a letter. You don't know it. You're not smart enough to know it, all right? Another name starts with the letter E. Nope. Epistle, very good. Epistle. All right, let's spell that. Epistle. All right, epistle. So an epistle is a, say it.
Letter.
Let's try it again now because everyone didn't participate. An epistle is a?
Letter.
It's a letter. How many of you have ever written a letter? How many of you have written a letter on a piece of paper and actually put it in an envelope and mailed it? All right, a few of you have done that. Very good. All right, did Paul the Apostle put this letter in a mailbox? Did he put it in a blue mailbox and send it through the mail?
No.
No, he did not. How did he get it there, Zach?
Did it walk?
It walked. The letter walked?
No.
Paul walked?
Paul walked.
Paul definitely walked, but how did the letter get there? He did not nail it. You're thinking about Martin Luther, okay? All right. How did the letter get there? FedEx came by and picked it up?
No.
No?
Yes.
A man delivered it. Right. A man delivered it there on behalf of Paul. All right. So this letter is divided up into chapters, right? Let's go to chapter 15. Are you there already? Everyone's there?
Yes.
Am I the only one not there? Let me hurry up and get there. All right, let me see if I can get there quickly. 1 Corinthians 15. Is there anyone that can read well and can read loud and well? I need that combination, well and loud. You're telling him to put his hand down? Can you do it? I need verse 1, only verse 1, and I need it read loud and well. You try now.
Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received and which you stand.
All right, very good. So Paul is writing to whom? How does he describe them?
Brethren.
Brethren, all right. Now, does brethren exclude the females?
No.
No, that's just a common term for, hey, y'all. You guys come over here and you might say guys and girls, or you might just say guys. So what kind of brothers are these? Are they biological brothers? They're brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ. And what is he writing to them about? What's he writing to them about?
The gospel.
The gospel. He's writing to them about the gospel. G-O-S-P-E-L. The gospel is literally two words. Raise your hand if you know the two words that it is. Every one of your hands should be going up. We are a colossal failure if more hands are not going up. The gospel is literally the two words, what are the two words? I'm not going to call on you tonight. I used to like you, but I don't like you anymore. Sorry. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Good news.
It's the good news. That was a poochy face right there. Did you see that poochy face? Yeah, Pastor Pirate has a song about that. The good news. So what is the gospel?
Good.
It's the what news?
Good news.
Why are you saying it like it's not good news? You're saying it like it's mediocre news. Say it again, please. It is the
good news.
All right, the gospel is the good news. Now, what did Paul do with this gospel? What did Paul do with this gospel? What did he do? Read the verse. Read the verse. Look down at the verse. What did he do?
He preached it.
He preached it. That's right. He preached this gospel. Paul said he preached the gospel. What did they do with what he preached? What did they do with what he preached? They received it. Very good. He preached it and they received it. After receiving it, what did they do? Look at the verse. After preached it, they received it. What did they do?
They put their faith in it.
Not yet. It's in the verse.
They stand it.
Yeah, stand on it, right. So they took the gospel and they went like this, right?
No.
Well, what in the world does he mean then if he says they stood on it? He said, wherein you what? Stand. What does he mean by that? How is he using that idea? I'm standing on a floor right now. They were standing on the gospel? What does he mean? What does he mean by standing on the gospel? Think. Let's go. Get your brain going. I need someone who hasn't answered. Yes, sir. So they received it, and you said they followed it. That's not bad. Can anyone help them out? What's it mean to stand on something? Yes, ma'am. Leah, let's give it a try. Oh, very good. They made it their foundation. So they received it as what they believed. And then did they leave it?
No.
They run away from it?
No.
Stop believing it?
No.
No, they stood on it. They stood firm on it. Leah used the word a foundation. A foundation is what holds a building up. All right, let's read the next verse. Verse 2. Everyone, look at verse 2. If you don't have a Bible, look with someone at verse 2. Look along to your partner. Right here, look at the verse, verse 2. I need a good reader to read verse 2. You've got to do just as good a job as he did. Can you affirm that you're going to do just as good a job? All right, let's hear verse 2.
By which also you are saved, if you keep in mind what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
Wait a minute, what does this gospel do for me? He says, by which you are what?
Saved.
Saved. This good news does what for me?
Saves.
It saves me. All right, now the logical question is, what? Because you just told me the good news saves me. What is the logical question? Yes, sir?
It's either if you believed it or if you believed it.
All right, but I want to know before that. We're almost there. You're just a little bit ahead of me. Yeah, exactly. But you need to say it a little bit louder because that's a great answer. Say it louder.
It saves you from what?
Right. Saves me from what? Saves me from a life of eating Tootsie Rolls. Is that what it saves me from?
No.
I mean, if I am at the beach and I tell you I was... Look at me. I was at the beach and I told you I was saved. What do you think at that point?
That you got saved by Jesus.
No. I'm at the beach, and I told you, I was saved. What do you think?
A lifeguard came and saved you.
Yeah, you think a lifeguard came and saved me because I was doing what?
Drowning.
Right. So, I want to know what I'm saved from. I need an answer right over here from this young lady who's ignoring me. Right there. I need an answer. What am I saved from? Because saved is pretty questionable. I was at the ski resort skiing, and if I told you I got saved, what would you think at the ski resort? Right, that I had some kind of accident. I was down on the side of the mountain, and those ski patrol guys came and got me and saved me. So, what am I saved from? from going to hell. Right, exactly. The gospel saves me from hell. Now, do you know, look at me, please. Do you know that I have met adults that tell me, I'll just go to hell? I've met adults that say things like that. Well, if there's a God and I need to believe in that God, I'm just going to take my chances. And you know what? I don't mind going to hell. Why would you say such a thing like that? Why would you say such a thing like that? Why would an adult say such a thing like that? Could I get someone? Yes, ma'am. All right, they don't know Jesus. Why else would an adult say such a thing? What's your name? All right, well, why would an adult say such a thing like that? Because they don't care. All right, what else? They think the idea of him is dumb? Ah, very good. I don't know why I try that. They're foolish. They don't think that they need a Savior. Right. Yes? They've never learned. They've never been taught. Yes?
They don't know that they're going to be sitting in a river of fire.
They don't know that they're going to be in a what?
Internal
fire? Right. All right, let's see if there's anything else from verse 2 we need to pay attention to. What is that last part there? Look at those last 6 words. Look at those last 6 words. Everyone, take your finger, go to verse number 2, and look at the last 6 words. Look at the last 6 words. I'd like to get someone to help me understand what he means by the last 6 words. Can I get a hand that hasn't answered? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what does he mean? Unless you believed in vain. Unless you believed in vain. What do you think he means by that? You have an idea?
Saved.
Okay, saved is before that. So what is the part about unless you believed in vain? What do we mean if we do something in vain? What do we mean if we do something in vain? Not quite, no. I'm going to illustrate it for you, okay? Everyone be quiet for just a moment and turn your attention that direction. Everyone, ready? Turn your attention, which way? That way. I'm going to do something in vain. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to do something in vain. Are you looking?
Yes.
Here it goes. What am I doing? I'm pushing a wall. Did you see it move?
No.
Why not? I was pushing in vain. Pushing in vain. My pushing was useless. My pushing was empty. Do I have enough strength to push a wall over?
No.
No. I don't have enough strength. So my pushing was empty. Now look back at the verse. Look back at the verse and see what you think now. With that idea, they're what? Tell me. What's that? Their believing was empty. It was empty. Now, how do you think we can have an empty belief? How do you think we can have an empty belief?
Without you reading the Bible and praying to God?
Let's be a little bit more specific. Yes, ma'am. I can't hear you. I still didn't hear you. Believe something was never true. But these people, Paul said, some received the gospel, and then he says, unless you believed in vain. Unless you believed in vain. How could you have an empty belief in Christ in this room right here? How could you have an empty belief? Yes, sir.
Faking your belief.
Faking your belief. All right, so you're just going to go along. So that belief would be more in your head than in your where? Your heart. Now, when we say heart, look at me, students. When we say heart, do we mean this part right here where it pumps blood? Is that the heart we're talking about?
No.
So what heart are we talking about that? Because that's the only heart I know. So what heart are we talking about? Yes, sir. What heart? Yes, sir. What heart are we talking about? A real one. This is my real heart. It pumps blood. So what do we mean? Yes. A spiritual heart. Is that what you were going to say? Yes? Who else? Spiritual heart, yeah. It's my soul. It's my inner being. All right, so some people believe intellectually with their minds, but it doesn't really change who they are. All right, verse 3.
You going to read? You don't see a Bible. You have a Bible? You're going to use her Bible?
No, it's my Bible.
Oh, and you're going to read real loud? Verse 3, let's hear it. You got to read loud enough for the microphone to pick you up now. So, in the King James, let's read it one more time. Go ahead.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
Good. Christ died for what?
Our sins.
So, what do we now need to define? We have a new word that we need to define. You tell me, please. What word do we... Yes, ma'am. What word do we now need to define? We've been defining words. What's the logical question that someone might ask? Can you tell me in the pink? Look, yes, you looked at yourself. You know you have pink on. I don't have pink on. I'm not a girl. All right. What do we need to define? Yes. No, not according. We know what the scriptures are.
Sin.
So I need someone here, a smart student, or not so smart, whatever category you find yourself in, to define sin. What is sin? What is sin? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be good? You sure? All right, let's hear it. What is sin?
The transgression of the law.
Yes, exactly. Sin is a transgression of God's law. Everyone, look at me, please. Everyone, look at me. What is sin?
The transgression.
One more time, please. What is sin?
Transgression of God's law.
All right, I need an example of God's law. Can you give me one example of God's law?
Obeying your parents.
All right, obey your parents. That's one example. I need a second example, not that one.
Be a good person.
Okay, good. That's too broad. Be a good person. I need an example of transgression of God's law.
Thou shalt not steal.
No stealing, right. No stealing.
Thou shalt not kill.
Right, no murdering. You can't just go around murdering people.
Not worship any idols before me.
Right, don't worship any other idols. There's only one God. Another one?
Thou shalt not covet.
Yeah, you can't covet. You can't look at those awesome vehicle or tennis shoes or computer or iPod. Another one?
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Love thy neighbor as thyself, yes? Right, love God with everything. Love it with your heart and your mind and your soul and all your strength. Right, do not steal.
You shall keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yeah, keep the Sabbath day holy, another commandment. And all those things, yes, you have a different one?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Right, you cannot commit adultery. If you're married, you need to be faithful to your wife.
Thou shalt not lie.
Yeah, you cannot bear false witness. You've got to tell the truth. So anytime you have a different one, let's hear it. Yes, we're going to say murder. We're going to say murder because sometimes it is lawful to kill. You have one?
Can I not take God's name in vain?
Yes, you cannot take God's name in vain. We're not going to flippantly go around and say, oh my, and then throw that word out there. We're not going to say, I'm telling you the truth by, and then we're going to throw that in there. We're not going to do that. So when we do that, it is what?
Sin.
What must God do with sin?
Punish
sin.
Take it away.
He's got to punish it. So look down at the verse. What did Christ die for?
Our sins.
Our sins. Anybody else a sinner besides me in this group? You're not sure? Are you a sinner? All right, very good. What is the next verse? What is the next verse? Verse 4. Leah, let's hear voice verse 4 nice and loud.
And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Okay, so let's see what we've got so far. We've got Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose when?
On the third day.
He rose on the third day. Now, the only thing that we haven't defined so far, and we're going to do that right now, is Christ. We haven't defined Christ. So let me erase that, and let's get busy defining Christ. need some help defining who Christ is. I need some help defining who Christ is. So let's put Christ up here. Okay, let's define Christ. Give me some ideas.
Savior,
all right? We're going to put down Savior. All right, that's a starting part, but that's not enough.
The one who made us.
The one who what?
Made us.
Creator, okay. That's a start. There's some more. Yes?
Holy.
Holy. He is holy, okay. I'll go with that. Yep. Yes?
Son of God.
Son of God. That's very important. What Son of God? What Son of God? What Son of God?
Jesus.
What Son of God? God has lots of sons?
No.
What Son of God?
Only.
Only Son of God. We're going to put an O-N-L-Y there to emphasize that he's the only Son of God. Does he have another name? Does he have a name before Christ?
Jesus.
What does Jesus mean? What's Jesus mean? You shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their
sins.
Right, from their sins. You have something else? The arrow's pointing to whom? Andrew, yes, sir. She's pointing an arrow to you. Yes.
Messiah.
I want to talk about that. Very good, Andrew. Thank you for pointing that out. All right. Messiah. Let me teach you something for a moment. Listen to me, please. In the Greek, the word Christ is the Hebrew word for Messiah. The word Messiah means anointed one. He's the anointed one. He's the anointed one. So what does Christ mean? What does Christ mean? The anointed one. Christ means the anointed one. So Jesus, who died on a cross, is God's only begotten Son. Only begotten Son. What'd you say? Very good. Thank you for finishing that verse for me. So let's ask ourselves, look down at your Bible and say, what is the gospel? Look down at your Bible, and from those verses and only those verses, I'm going to ask you to answer the question, what is the gospel? We're going to start with the words, the gospel is the good news, and then you're going to finish it. The gospel is the good news, and then you're going to finish it. I'm going to call on you next. Yes, sir. The gospel is the... You're going to have to talk louder. Very good. Very, very good. Okay? What did he say? Did you hear him? All right. You repeat what he said, only louder.
He died on the cross for our sins.
No, we're going to start with the whole thing. The gospel is...
The good news.
No, the whole thing. The gospel is... You say it from there. The gospel is...
The gospel is that Jesus died on the cross.
The gospel is the good news that... All right, try it again.
That,
not he. We got to define who it is. Try it again.
The gospel is the good news that Jesus died on the cross for sins, rose again the third day.
Right. And the only thing that Paul adds there that you missed is what word in between there? Look back at the text. You missed one word that Paul adds. You did according to scriptures. After the death, what did they do with Jesus? After the death, what did they do with Jesus? They buried him. And then on the third day, he...
rose again.
Okay, so let's try it again. Let's see if anybody can get it really well. Not Leah. Anybody on this side, can you get it really well? Start with the word the. All right, let's hear it nice and loud.
The gospel is the good news that Christ died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day.
Very good. Very good. That's excellent. Now, how do I get saved? How do I get saved? Now that we know what the gospel is, what does this verse tell me? How do I get saved? You need to tell me how I can get saved.
Believe and die on the cross for our sins.
Pray to God and read the Bible every day.
Does Paul say that? Read down. Did Paul say, pray to God, read the Bible, obey your parents, get baptized, wear tennis shoes, go to church? Did Paul talk about any of that stuff in that verse?
No, sir.
Did you see Paul talk? What did Paul talk about there? Did he say, look down there at your own Bible. Did you see where Paul says A-C-C-E-P-T, Jesus in your heart? Did you see anywhere Paul says that word? What does Paul say? You believe the gospel. That's right.
Accept Christ into your heart.
Did Paul say accept Christ? Look down at your Bible. Do you see A-C-C-E-P-T on your pages anywhere? Do you see accept anywhere on those pages? Did Paul say, because you accepted Jesus? What did Paul say? What did they do? Leah? It's like you're not looking at your Bible anymore because we've already went over it. Let's look at our Bible one more time. By which you're saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless what? You believed in? So there are two kinds of people. Those that believe and those that
don't.
Who are the ones that Christ saved? The ones that believed. They're all sinners. Leah, they're all sinners. So Paul said that you heard this from him. How'd they hear it from him? What was he doing?
Preaching.
He was preaching it. He was preaching it. He walked up to them and said, Christ died for your sins. He said, do you know what sin is? And they said, yes, sin is a
transgression of God's law.
Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? No, you're not a sinner? Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? Would you like to be saved from hell?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to be saved from hell? Would you like to be saved from hell? Would you like to be saved from hell?
Yes.
Yes. So from Paul, what must you do? From Paul, what must... Look at me. Look at me. From Paul, what must you do?
Receive Christ.
Oh. You've got to believe. What do you believe? What do you believe?
The gospel.
What is the gospel?
The gospel is Son of God.
No, the gospel is not the Son of God. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that Christ died for our sins, was, finish it. Next word.
I got it.
Buried and? Rose again on the third day. That's the gospel. That he died for whose sins?
Our sins.
Our sins. Not your sins, my sins. Our sins. Personal.